Ciarán, that was an incredible hour's football in terms of drama, in terms of excitement. Talk to me about, I mean, we used the cliche game of two halves, but that was definitely one.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, we were in a great position at half time. We were 3 points up, looked good. We had a wee bit of a win behind our back in the second half, but just didn't work out for us in the second half. We gave away too much ball and just coughed up too many chances. But listen, so proud of the lads. They dug in, not one of them put their heads down, and they fought it out for 60 minutes, so I couldn't be more proud of them.
Talk to me about what changed, because in the first half, what I would say is, okay, it's not that 1-3-3 is a massive lead, but you looked very controlled. You were knocking the ball around, you were creating a lot of scoring chances. Okay, a couple of misses, absolutely, but it looked like the game was being played on your terms. What changed?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the first 15-20 minutes, we controlled midfield. We won a lot of ball around there, and we won the breaks, and that launched our attacks then. I think we lost that towards the last 10 minutes, first half then. You lost their way. They got a purple patch, which they're always going to get. And I suppose in the second half then, we just gave away far too much ball. We couldn't get the ball up the field. We only got 2 points in the second half. So really just a lot of errors there, unforced errors that really let us down.
Mm. And it, even within that, it looked like he'd ridden the wave. They came out, Gallen got the first point, carried on the momentum. And then you got the next two scores, and you looked to be in a good position.
Aye, exactly. Aye, we got two scores there, kicked two great points. But I suppose we missed a few chances then, and we gave away the ball, and they got through once or twice there. We were unlucky not to concede a goal. So that's just one of those days. You lose another in the final by a point. It's hard to take, and it's going to be tough for them boys. But listen, they have good careers ahead of them, and wish them all the best in the future.
Absolutely. Look, it's a hard thing to reflect on now. It still is an incredible year for Scolwyri, given where you've come from. You know, Gaelic football successes for the school have been thin enough on the ground, let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
You know, to win a senior provincial title is huge. Big All-Ireland semi-final win in a tight game against St. Coons. And then here as well, like, excellent performance. As you said, you couldn't fault anything the lads did.
Yeah.
So it's a huge stride forward in that sense. I know it's hard to reflect like that 15 minutes after, but,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot there to be positive about.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, it was a massive year for the boys there, and they really put the shoulder to the wheel. And they got their just rewards. They won Ulster after a tough campaign, and then went through to an All-Ireland final there today, and just a kick of a ball away from an All-Ireland final win. So listen, great credit to them, and it's hopefully now we can push on the next few years as well.
I was going to say that, look, you know, obviously yourself and Kevin have been involved with this team, but it feels like there's very good cooperation with the three clubs involved. There's a lot of stuff happening to make sure that this isn't just a flash in the pan.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, anything we wanted there in the last couple of weeks, months, Bunkrana, Burt, pitches, Grimms footballs, equipment, anything we wanted there the last couple of months, they were really accommodating. And so it was great to have them, but they just want to improve the players, which is all we want as well.